Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the first half 2015 operating and financial results disclosure conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. If you require operator assistance at any time, please press star and zero on your telephone keypad. I must advise you this conference is being recorded today on Wednesday, the 30th of September, 2015. I would now like to turn the conference over to your speaker today, Oksana Nesisova. Please go ahead.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call to present and discuss the Text Energy production performance and unaudited consolidated financial results for the first half of 2015. Herewith, I would like to present you the speakers of today's call. Mr. Vsevolod Starukhin, Chief Executive Officer, Petr Fokov, Chief Financial Officer, Butenko Vitaliy, Commercial Director, and myself, Oksana Nesisova, IR Manager. Before we start, we would like to draw your attention that some of information during this call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements on the Text Energy future performance. By their nature, forward-looking statements are subject to numerous assumptions, risks, and uncertainties. Also, although we do our consolidated financial reporting in Ukrainian hryvnia, for your convenience, for comparison purposes, as well as analysis during this call, we will convert our key financial indicators to approximate US dollars values using average central bank exchange rate for the first half of 21.4 hryvnias per dollar, and for balance sheet data central bank exchange rate for the end of June of 21.02 hryvnias per dollar. Now, I would like to hand over to Vsevolod Starukhin, Chief Executive Officer, who is going to present key Ukraine's macro indicators, Text Energy key performance, and operational results in the reporting period.
Thank you. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to remind you of some of Ukraine's key macroeconomic indicators in the reporting period. Country GDP contracted by 15.9% in the first six months, with industrial production dropping 20.5%, driven primarily by decrease in metallurgical output by almost 26%, and electricity and gas sectors by 15.6%. Inflation spiked with the consumer and producer prices reaching 41.1% and 42.5% respectively. As a result of the industrial production decline, electricity consumption decreased by 11.7% to 61.9 billion kWh. Industry consumption dropped by 18.8% year-on-year, down to 25.9 billion kWh. Consumption by households was 3.6% below last year, coming at 19.5 billion kWh. A few words on general trends in Ukrainian energy market. Coal mining decreased by over 50%. On electricity market, we saw significant players mix change. Nuclear power stations load increased by 5%, reaching 55.9% share in overall power generation, while thermal energy share declined from 39% down to 31.3%. The conflict in Ukraine, in Eastern Ukraine, brought unprecedented challenges and extraordinarily changed operating environment for many companies. In the first six months, we continue to see its negative developments. Three main challenges DTEK Energy face can be summarized as following. First, depressed tariffs for thermal power generating companies, amplified by weak payment discipline from energy market. Average electricity tariffs for thermal power generation comprised 81.2 kopecks per kWh in the first half, which is 10% lower versus Q4 last year. At the same time, tariffs for Energoatom and Ukrhydroenergo increased by 30% and 90% accordingly. Tariff for DTEK power generation companies was 81 kopecks per kWh. However, effective tariff adjusted for non-payments from energy market amounted only 62 kopecks per kWh, well below actual cost of production. Second challenge is continuing hostilities in Donbas, resulted in disruption of operations, damaged transportation infrastructure, limiting coal supplies from Donbas region and to export markets, causing decrease of production in all business segments. Third, limitation with access international financial markets to refinance debt, resulting in credit portfolio restructuring. Although most of the factors affecting the business are of external nature and out of DTEC's control, we have implemented a number of measures designed to adapt our operations to current environment and to address challenges we face. Among them are, first, development of alternative supply routes from Donbass region, increase of steam coal production and electricity output by our TPPs consuming this type of coal, rationalization of operational and capital expenditure, liquidity management and reprofiling of credit portfolio. The strengths and experience of our team, flexibility and adaptation of managerial decisions to changing environment, and resilient vertical integration business model were crucial to address challenges and preserve operations of our key production assets. We do not foresee quick improvements in external environment, therefore liquidity, financial, and operational performance expect to be under pressure for some time. Our 6 months financial results reflect economic turbulence in the country and energy sector. Revenue comprised 45.7 billion in hryvnia terms, coming slightly up by 4.6% versus last year. However, due to devaluation, revenue decreased in US dollar terms down to $2.1 billion. Adjusted EBITDA decreased in UAC terms by 58% to 3 billion hryvnias. In US dollar terms, it posted $138 million. Net loss comprised almost $1 billion, bringing free cash flow to a negative $164 million outflow. Now, I would like to go through our operational results. Coal mining and processing. Our coal mining operation companies decreased production by 32.2% year-on-year, producing 14 million tons. Coal concentrate output dropped by 46% year-on-year to 5.7 million tons. This drop is attributable primarily to the overall reduction of coal production at Donbass region by 79.5% caused by military activities, damaged railway infrastructure, lack of locomotive haulage in this territory. In January, we resumed operations at Komsomolets Donbass mine and started supplies of T-grade coal to Krivorovskaya TPP. However, due to the above-mentioned problems, mine output was at 15% of its standard capacity. Sverdlov anthracite and Rovinky anthracite mines operated on average at 22% of its capacity. Nevertheless, these mines were managed to increase its extraction by 36% to 342,000 tons during the second quarter of the year, compared to 152,000 tons average output in the Q1. Currently, we have over 2 million tons of anthracite coal remain blocked at our mine storages in Donbass. We have significantly increased volumes moved from those mines from 150,000 tons monthly average in Q1 to our target 420,000 tons in September. However, it is still half of the normal operating level. The government should implement a comprehensive solution on the issues of coal shipment from Donbass and delivery of materials required for mining operations. As regard to the steam coal production, in the first half of 2015, we have increased output by 2.5% in order to compensate for shortages of anthracite and secure stable electricity production in Ukraine. Now, a few words about electricity generation. Following general decrease of consumption in Ukraine, DTEC's energy electricity generation output declined by 22.2% to 18.9 billion kilowatt hours. Production volumes by TPPs located in Luhansk and Donetsk region were the most affected, with a reduction of 40.8% or 3.4 billion kilowatt hours. Dnipro Energo couldn't operate at full capacity its Pridniprovsk and Krivorovsk TPPs due to disruptions with anthracite coal supplied. From beginning of the year till today, we have delivered 600,000 tons of coal from Komsomolets Donbass mine to Krivorovsk station. Following anthracite coal deficit, Dnipro-Energo reduced electricity generation by almost 40% to or 2.9 million kilowatt hours. In the reported period, we have increased electricity output by Zahid Energo plants running on steam coal by approximately 14.5% or 1 billion kilowatt hours. Despite tariffs not covering production costs in full and increased debt from energy market by almost $90 million in the first half of the year. Electricity transmission. Our distribution companies reduced electricity transmission in the first half of the year by 17.3% to down to 23 billion kilowatt hours. This drop was mainly driven by decreased electricity supply in Donbass by 23% or 2.3 billion kilowatt hours due to the military operation in Donetsk region, which entailed decreased production by industrial enterprises and household consumption. Krim Energy distribution approximately 2.1 billion kilowatt hours in the first half of 2014 was excluded from our production results in this year due to the lack of operational control over this company. Starting from 2014, our staff and distribution companies works 24/7 mode, repairing power lines, transmission stations, and restored electricity supply to over 1 million citizens. Capital investments. In order to meet external challenges and financial markets constraints, we continue to focus on optimization of capital expenditure plans and limited it to required minimum for sustainable business running. Our CapEx was significantly reduced in the first half of 2015 by 68% in dollar terms, down to $88 million. In coal production, we invested $61 million, which is 64% lower than a year ago. We kept sufficient expenditure in such business-critical areas as the safety, maintenance, and replenishment of essential coal mining equipment. Investments in mines located in Donbass region were reduced by $60 million following the decrease in production volumes Ravinke anthracite, Sverdlov anthracite, and Komsomolets Donbass mines. Aggregate anthracite and Tigrayite coal production reduced by 72% or 6.9 million tons in the first half of this year. At the same time, we invested about $40 million in Pavlograd Ugol to increase production of steam coal grade. Following coal production volumes decrease, we see a 27% deterioration in labor productivity metrics, finishing the reporting period with 53.5 metric tons per person per month output, which, however, remains significantly above state-owned mines with 22 metric tons per person per month output. About power generation CapEx, we have allocated around $50 million in the first half of the year to retrofitting power units and other equipment at our power stations. The main decrease of CapEx in this segment was mainly due to the suspension of retrofits of the power unit number 11 at Luhansk station and power unit number 3 at Zoivsk station due to the location and high risk of delivery of equipment to those facilities. We have also revised schedule of retrofitting power unit number 1 at Krivorozhsk station due to the limited operation of this plant as a result of anthracite coal deficit. In the first half of 2015, we completed retrofit of power unit number 9 at Kurakhovsk station, which will extend its service life by 15 years, increase capacity for this unit by 10 megawatts to 220 megawatts, expand its flexibility range by 45 megawatts, and decrease fuel consumption by over 5%. Also, major overhauls of the unit number 6 at Dobrotvorsk station and unit number 6 at Bushtinsk station and unit number 5 at Kurakhovsk stations were performed. Since 2012, as part of retrofits, electrostatic precipitators at all DTEC Energy power stations are upgraded to comply with the dust emission level as per EU Directive 2001/18/EC. Electricity distribution. In order to ensure reliable electricity supply to our supply, our investments in electricity distribution companies focus on substations upgrade and transmission lines. In spite of military action, Donetsk Oblenergo and DTEC Power Grid LLC distribution enterprises conducted emergency works to restore electricity supply and repair transmission lines. In the first half of the year, we completed retrofit of open distribution device 330 kilowatts for combined heating and power plant number 5, which will cover the existing deficit of electricity consumption in central districts of Kyiv. Now, I would like to hand over to Vitaly Butenko, who is going to present DTEK Energy's key highlights on commercial operations.
Thank you, Sevalod. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you very much for joining this call. I will go through some of the results for the commercial operations of DTEK. Clearly, the challenging environment that we've been going through over the past 6 months had an impact, negative impact on commercial operations as well. But let me first begin with a brief review of the current trends in the key DTEK energy markets, both in Ukraine and worldwide. For the domestic coal market, the coal deficit in Ukraine during the first half of 2015 was mainly driven by the drop in production volumes, as well as the disruption in the transportation logistics caused by armed conflict in the east of Ukraine. As a result, the coal stocks of Ukrainian thermal power plants have dropped by 58.8% to 1.4 million tons. Partially, this deficit was covered by imports. For the worldwide coal markets, we are observing not very optimistic picture. Due to the low economic growth rates, which are driven by the low demand for coal worldwide, and accentuated with the overproduction of coal, we see the further downward pressure on the global coal prices. Among the factors that influence the global coal market are the noticeable surplus of coal supply with the lower consumption rates, also decrease in steam coal market price in northwestern Europe. So, for example, in the first half of this year, we saw the API2 index drop by 22% compared to the same period of the last year. Impetuous reduction in China's coal import, which has dropped by 37% during the first half of this year compared to the same period last year. The drop was due to the drop in industrial production, and as well as a refocusing on supporting local mining. We also see the reduction in the historical gap in anthracite and coke prices, which led to inefficiency of anthracite usage in the metallurgical sector. And overall, we observe the decline in commodity prices across the board. Among the positive factors, which probably we should mention here, is the growth of India coal import. During the first half of this year, it was 12% compared to the similar period of the last year. That growth is fueled by the governmental programs of thermal power plants construction in order to improve the country's electrification performance. Also, local shortages of anthracite in European and Mediterranean markets aided somewhat to the pricing for the anthracite coal, and that shortage was caused by the export drop from Ukraine, which was historically one of the main suppliers of the anthracite coal to those markets. DTEK Energy coal exports in the reporting period have dropped by 72% to 756,000 tons. Domestic electricity market, we see the drop in power generation in Ukraine by 13.2% during the first 6 months of this year compared to the similar period of the last year. And currently it stands at 74.2 billion kilowatt hours. That drop was primarily contributed by the drop of power output from thermal power plants, which was down by 10.4 billion kilowatt hours and currently stands at 22.8 billion kilowatt hours. Among the factors that influence electricity market in Ukraine are the following. First, it's a drop in consumption during the first half of this year, which represents about 11.7%, and consumption stands 61.9 billion kilowatt hours during the 6 months period, as well as a decrease of thermal power plants' share in the first half of this year, which was driven by the decrease in electricity consumption and the shortage of coal in the power station. The situation with the worldwide electricity market, primarily European, we observed the further downward trend in the European electricity prices during the first half of this year. In particular, prices in Hungary declined by 5.3% during the first half of this year compared to the first half of the last year, and currently they're revolving around the level of 36.1 euro per megawatt. At the same time, in Poland, electricity prices have reduced even more significantly. We saw the drop of 10.7% during the first half of this year, and they are currently at 36.2 euros per megawatt. The main factors for such decrease in prices were a high level of renewables output, as well as the mild temperature in the winter, which caused lower demand. DTEK's Energy key highlights on commercial operations in the reporting period were as following. For the export operation, for the electricity export operation, in first half of 2015, export was possible only to the Hungarian and Romanian markets from Bushtin thermal power plants. That was because of the crucial situation in this energy sector of Ukraine, namely the deficit of installed capacity on the main grid. Therefore, the export volumes decreased by 62.3% to 1.7 terawatt hours during the first half of this year. Among the factors that had the most impact on the drop in the export volumes were the decision by the Minister of Energy in August 2014 to restrict the electricity export to our traditional export markets such as Belarus and Moldova, those countries we were exporting from the main grid, not from the island. And also, the government has suspended, the ministry has suspended all the exports to Poland in August 2014, and those exports were renewed only in July 2015. Starting from August 2014, two units of Bursztyn thermal power plants were ordered to redirect and reconnect to the main grid of the our energy system, and that had an additional negative impact on the export volumes from the Bursztyn island. Electricity supply to Hungary and Slovakia has shown a decrease by 21.3%, or equivalent of half a billion kilowatt hours. For the coal export operations, DTEK Energy decreased coal exports by 72% in the first half of this year, amounting to 756,000 tons. That was mainly due to enormous logistic challenges caused by the conflict in eastern Ukraine. Top priority for the company was the coal supply to supply for our own TTPs, and as such, we were focusing on building, rebuilding, and developing alternative supply routes in order to reinstate the steady coal supply to our own power plants. For the import of coal, to make up for the storage of coal from our mines. For the shortage of coal from our mines, we have imported 400,000 tons of coal, primarily from South Africa and Australia. That was in the first quarter of 2015, in order to support the fuel supply for the thermal power plants during the second part of the last winter season. Further import, in our view, is infeasible due to the fact that the price is fairly high, and the current tariff set for the thermal power plants is not sufficient to cover to recover the cost of the more expensive fuel coming from imports. Let me say a few words on exports after the reporting period. The coal shipments from DTEC Energy mines located in the east of Ukraine, on the so-called unrecognized territories, have been severely impeded due to the damages to the railway infrastructure. Only during August, the railroad hauls used for transportation of deficit grades of coal from ATO region were blown up four times. As a result, the stocks of A and T grade coal, both run-of-the-mill and concentrate, have increased to more than 2.1 million tons as of beginning of September. In August, the Nikita-Skamayorskaya railway haul was restored, which provided the possibility to increase the deliveries on additional 200,000 tons of coal, ramping up the overall shipment rate, monthly shipment rate from that territory to 450,000 tons per month. As soon as it will become available to restore rail routes and the number of locomotives will be sufficient, we will have the possibility to further increase the shipment rate of coal from the uncontrolled territory up to 600,000 tons a month. That's a 600,000 ton of anthracite coming from ATO region and going straight to the thermal power plants. The export of electricity is performed within the terms of concluded export contracts and is remains quite stable within the last 2 months. Also, the export to Poland was restored in July. And at this point, I would like to hand over to Piotr Fokov, who is going to present DTEC Energy Key financials as of their first 6 months of 2015. Thank you. And Peter, on to you.
Thank you, Vitaly. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let me take you through development of our key financial parameters. Revenue demonstrated a 4.6% increase in Ukrainian hryvnia terms, but a decrease by 50% in US dollar terms, reaching $2.1 billion. Main drivers for this change were devaluation of Ukrainian hryvnia, which resulted in a revenue decrease by some $2.1 billion in USD terms, a decrease in volumes of electricity sales to final customers and sales of electricity abroad by 17.6% and 62% respectively, decrease of coal export volume by 72%, and increase of heat revenues in hryvnia terms by 73%. Consolidated adjusted EBITDA decreased by 80% in USD dollar terms and comprised equivalent of $138 million. Adjusted EBITDA margin decreased from 16% to 6%. In the first half of 2015, the company incurred total net loss. This was mainly due to the net foreign exchange losses incurred, provisioning for accounts receivable in the uncontrolled territory and loss of control over a subsidiary. Free cash flow for 6 months after interest payments was negative and comprised equivalent of minus $164 million. Following our strategy on optimization and reduction of capital expenditure to the minimum which is necessary for maintaining operation of the key production assets, the amount of capital expenditure decreased by 68% in US dollar terms and comprised $88 million. At the end of the reporting period, the group had total cash and equivalents close to $55 million. Now, a few words about debt. Carrying amount of gross debt comprised $2.76 billion, which represented a $691 million decrease versus beginning of the year. Main factors for this decrease were, first of all, disposal of the renewables assets under corporate restructuring, which led to a reduction of bank debt in the amount of $263 million, Second, immediately after the deterioration in macroeconomic situation, we started to work on termination of swap agreements. And we managed to close 2 out of 3 such agreements, which had resulted in decrease of derivative liabilities by $194 million. And third, repayment of certain cash collateralized bank loans has occurred during this period. Certain portion of debt was reclassified as current due to the breach of covenants under a number of DTEC energy facilities, primarily caused by dramatic devaluation of the national currency. The respective waivers are being discussed with the lenders. Due to the armed conflict in eastern Ukraine, deterioration of Ukrainian macroeconomic conditions, including sharp devaluation of hryvnia, and the limited ability of Ukrainian companies to obtain funding from the international bond and loan markets. DTEC Energy, like many other Ukrainian companies, has faced and continues to face liquidity constraints. In response, DTEC commenced a focused strategy to reprofile its debt obligations. This year, DTEC exchanged $200 million notes due in April 2015 for new $160 million notes with final repayment in March 2018, and is working to finalize in the nearest term the rescheduling of a significant portion of the bank debt due and payable in 2015 for the next year, for 2016. DTEC is also currently working with its bank lenders to agree on a comprehensive reprofiling of its bank debt from 2016. Certain steps have been taken to date, including in particular the formation of a working group to coordinate the process and the ongoing negotiation of an initial override agreement designed to act as a binding standstill agreement until the end of 2015. In the first 6 months of this year, the group has been paying interest and repaid 10% of principal amounts that became due and payable, and deferred the repayment of substantial portions of principal amounts under the loan facilities. From 1st of July 2015, after discussion with bank lenders and in line with the principles governing the repayment of principal amounts, which were included in the before mentioned initial override agreement, the group has not performed principal payments on the bank debt after 1st of July, but the group continued to pay interest in full. As of now, none of the group's loan facilities have been accelerated. In conclusion, I want to say that it is unsurprising that financial results suffered from the extraordinary circumstances in eastern Ukraine, which affected and continues to affect major segments of our business. But we believe that the experience and dedication of our people, the strategic initiatives and efforts that the management is taking, and the support of our key counterparties will help the company overcome current turbulence. Thank you for your attention, and now I would like to pass the call back to Oksana.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Hope we managed to provide you with most comprehensive update on the DTEC Energy production and financial results for the first half of 2015. If you have any outstanding questions, please do not hesitate to contact me, the DTEC IR directly. Please keep in mind we are always available to have one-on-one meeting, conference call, or site visits to provide you with the most actual information about the DTEC. The records of the call will be available at our website, www.dtech.com. Have a nice evening. Thank you, operator.
Our thanks to our speakers. That does conclude today's conference. Thank you all for participating. You may all disconnect.